welcome to the show today. My name is Anisha Pandoria, and we have a special guest in the studio today. So please introduce yourself and tell us where you've come from.
Hi, I'm Casey O'Mara. I'm an ALM ranger. I'm coming from the local area here in the Redmond area. So I'm just up in Kenmore, Washington, which is just north of Kirkland. So local.
Nice.
Yeah.
Fantastic. All right, we'll come back to you in a sec, and let's catch up with the rangers and see what they've been busy working on.
Sounds good.
So at the end of Sprint 89, Automation Testing Guidance and Best Practices Project, the team have been working on the 16 sections of the guidance for version 1, and they've already completed that. They are currently waiting on the product owner and subject matter experts review. For the migration of release management assets from RM server to TFS project, the team have been busy working hard on this project and are close to code complete for version 1. They have also started looking at defining the guidance product backlog items as well. For the following sprint, the team hope to begin end-to-end testing and bug fixing. This is quite an exciting one, the VSO extensions. We have many teams working on the extensions for VSO, with many close to complete, and a few of them have already gone through UX review. We have many more to come and guidance to follow, so definitely watch this space. So this is the new project that's just begun. It's consolidating the version control guidance to articles for visualstudio.com. The team have begun working on this, and they have started creating articles from the guidance currently available from Codeplex. The team will be working closely with the content editors to ensure the team get the right tone of voice and style for the articles. The team is hoping to begin reviews in the next sprint. And finally, for the breakpoint generator project, the team are code complete and are ready for a UX review. This will be an exciting Visual Studio extension, so definitely watch this space as well. So with that, let's move over to Casey and find out more about you and kind of pick your brains a bit. So first of all, tell us more about you and your role that you're currently doing.
Okay, so my role that I'm currently doing is I am with Hitachi Data Systems.
Okay.
We come in to support Microsoft, so I'm the global technical account manager for Hitachi. I come in to help with a lot of DevOps type operations and operations for Microsoft's production environments for Bing, Office 365, for some of Microsoft IT, for Skype, and other properties around Microsoft on how they're actually deploying into production, what they're deploying on, and how they do that. So,
wow, that's quite interesting.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a transition from my role here at Microsoft. So I was 14 years at Microsoft. Yeah.
It's a long time.
and kind of working more on the engineering side. And so now I'm kind of seeing the other side of things, which is, you know, we talk about dev and ops, right? You really get that sense of the development. I did a lot of test automation. A lot of the things I did with Rangers, and we'll talk about that, is kind of centered around the test automation side. So this gave me a chance to kind of explore the other side, which is, you know, all that testing and all the development and all that work, that engineering work that's landing on production. What kind of hardware is it landing on? How is that set up? How can you better enable the developers with that hardware and what they're seeing, and getting better kind of analytics and more visibility to what's happening in their production environment.
So you're literally seeing it from the outside, right?
Truly DevOps.
You are, yeah.
Yeah. So you're seeing it from both sides.
Yeah.
And it's a really unique perspective that I can kind of bring to the table of knowing what engineering's doing and what the developers are doing versus what the operations and those guys are actually deploying and seeing and how they can work well together. So when you really talk about a true DevOps strategy, it's nice because I'm surrounded by a lot of other guys that really understand the operations world very well, but they don't understand engineering. And so very often it's really good to get that cross collaboration between the two organizations, right? And that's what really DevOps is about.
Great. Sounds really fun and interesting, I have to say.
Yeah, it's cool. It's fun.
So I see that you're wearing a Ranger shirt, and you mentioned that you are a Ranger.
The new Ranger shirt,
new one,
too.
Exactly.
I got the new shirt. I was pretty impressed.
Looking good. How long have you been a Ranger for, first of all? Because I know you've been with us for...
It's probably almost
time.
5 years now.
Gosh, I would
say
long time.
I was going to say it's probably 5 years at this point.
Wow.
Started back originally when I found out about the Rangers. I was out looking for some guidance on kind of version control and some of the other things.
Oh, okay.
Found some Rangers guides, found out that the group existed within Microsoft, reached out to them, and they were looking for some test guidance. And we were doing a lot of things around testing and test automation, and you know, we were just starting to dip into the DevOps world. And the opportunity to be a part of the Rangers and be a part of that first kind of DevOps jump into things. I think BRD Lite back with John Spinella and those guys really kind of got me started in the Rangers with back when Bijan and Willie and now you. So yeah, we've been here for a little bit. It's great.
Wow. So, I mean, can you tell us some of maybe some of the range projects that you've worked on or are looking to work on, or maybe even some of the range projects that you've actually used as part of your role?
Oh, yeah. No, there's a number of those. So the ones I've been a part of, we'll start with the first part of that question.
I know, I kind of bundled all this together.
There's a bunch of stuff there. So the Ranger projects that I kind of got started with, it was the version control was really strong. I think Michael Learned did a lot of that early version control work. I would suggest if you haven't gone out there to see it, go out and check out the branching guidance, a lot of the version control stuff. There was a performance guide that was out originally before that, too, that I also got connected with. I mean, it might be back in the archives of
I'll leave all the links below in the description. So
there you go. Go back in the archives. there's a great performance kind of white paper that has a bunch of, like, hey, if I'm seeing this or doing that, and it was just a collection of performance type things to do if you're seeing different problems. I found that was really useful. It's an older guy. It's like 5 years old. But it was a great kind of stopgap as to what to do by experts in the field and experts within Microsoft, really what kind of comprises the Rangers that put those guides together. Mm. After that, we did the testing guidance. I was a part of that project.
Okay.
We did the bespoke reporting guidance, which was kind of the, if you haven't seen that, that's all about how you can do customized reporting within Visual Studio. I think that was in the 2012 days.
Okay.
So that guidance should still be out there. I think it's still active.
Yes.
And then went back into kind of the DevOps world again with John Spinella, David Pitcher. We had a BRD Lite. We were updating that to the next version. And then we started working on the DevOps workbench, which I believe the bits are still out on CodePlex. But then we kind of moved on from that project, and I'm now doing, I think you just announced it in Sprint 89.
Yes.
It was one of the top ones, which was the testing guidance.
Yes,
again,
that's right.
We're updating it. We just finished the last of those guidance pieces. I think there were 16 core epics in that.
That's right.
It's going to be a great guidance. If it isn't out by the time this video comes out, go check it out. The testing guidance is top-notch. Mike Douglas, I think, is leading that.
Yes.
Really good content, great information in there. And I think they're even putting that out in ebook and EPUB as well. So put it on your device, download it to whatever you have and read it. It's a really good read. A lot of stuff on Azure, a lot of things that are changing. You know, as we kind of go forward with Visual Studio 2015, Visual Studio Online, you know, how does that change for you? How do you kind of work in between in like a hybrid environment? So a lot of really, really good things in there that'll
definitely
you,
check
you
it
want
out.
To check out.
You've just heard it from one of the team members. So.
Yes, I can personally vouch. It's a great document. So those are kind of the main projects I think that I've worked on. I did lead one of those projects, the DevOps project, and got Ranger of the Year in 2014.
Nice, well done.
I didn't win it this last year. I think Forey got it again.
Sorry.
Forey wins a lot. That's okay. We love Forey.
He's a great guy.
We all joke, but yeah, he's a good guy.
Great. So it looks like you've been really busy with the Rangers. I mean, over the 5 years, you've really kind of contributed to some of the guidance and publications that we've been releasing, really. So that's really fantastic.
Yeah, it's good. We tend to kind of help out each other. So as you're doing a project, you might be reviewing somebody else's. So what you really get is you really get a good kind of cross-collaboration even between the teams, where other Rangers will review certain things, ask questions. There's a lot of back and forth and review as to what we put out there. So and it's unique things. It's things that are kind of these gap fillers that, I mean, you can go out and you can read the documentation that there's for Visual Studio, but it doesn't give you that kind of that real feel that, hey, I'm actually working in this every day, and you're getting that from people all around the world, you know, all different kind of walks from both outside Microsoft and inside Microsoft that have unique actual application of doing this and how to do different things and the gotchas that are in there, but the guidance out of Visual Studio won't tell you the gotchas. So I think they kind of highlight those, and that's one of the things that I would tell you. You might know how to do it, but hey, what about take note of this, watch out for that, make sure you look at this. You know, they really, I think the Rangers guides do a good job of really giving you that hands-on perspective versus just a, hey, there's the manual.
Exactly. I mean, it's coming from, you know, you guys who are dealing with this every day
every
in your
day.
Jobs, whether you're internal or external, right? This is real-world experience. So this is definitely a unique set of, you know, people that we have in this community. And
right.
without you guys, we wouldn't be getting this real world experience and filling, you know, the gaps that we have in the product and making it better. So
it's not necessarily gaps in the product. It's just how do you apply some of those in the real world?
Of course.
Yeah, they don't have gaps.
So do you have any favorites?
Ooh. I'm going to make some Ranger lead out there.
You don't
upset.
Have to answer if you don't want to.
Let's see. Who do I want to make mad? No. My favorite, I've got to say, just because I've used it so much, and David Pitcher, when we were in Microsoft IT, one of the things that I thought, you know, I'd love to pick one of my own. I'm not going to do that. But one of the things that I thought was really good is the branching guidance. I think there's a lot of misnomers about how to do branching, when to do branching, you know, when to integrate, when to not, you know, how do you handle hot fixes and service, you know, how do you handle the mix of builds and build types and, you know, different branches that you need to do, and how do you pick that strategy and how does that strategy affect you? And I thought one of the best guides that we used all the time with developers, even internally to Microsoft, was that branching guidance. And It really, we separated out rooms to even go around, hey, what kind of branching guidance are you picking? Okay, what do you need to take a look at as you do that? And I think that guidance, it might be one of the top downloaded even on Ranger.
It is. It definitely is.
And it's for good reason. It's really, you know, Michael did a great job on that. And I have to pick a second favorite. I'm not allowed to pick one favorite.
Just
do it. the BRD light stuff. Just because it has a place in my heart from back when John Spinella and those guys were leading up BRD light.
Yeah.
It was kind of the first foray into continuous development, kind of continuous deployment. And I felt like it was a little bit ahead of its time. It was really, really good as far as trying to get that continuous rhythm together. So it has a funny name, BRD light, but it's really about trying to get to that continuous deployment, you know, in a very simplistic way with a nice template. Anyway.
Well, I can definitely see that
favorites.
You're really excited about, I mean, all of the projects that you just mentioned, you definitely had a lot of passion and excitement with this. So that's been great. So what are you looking forward to, whether it's in the coming months or the weeks, whether it's with the Rangers or outside?
In the next coming weeks, I think the thing I'm most excited about right now is getting our sprint is done.
Yeah.
Getting that out there, getting some feedback, getting it into, you know, the community's hands.
This is the automation testing guidance project, right?
Automation testing guidance, the test planning. So getting that out there into people's hands, getting the feedback, and then looking at kind of what we can add to it, what we can prove. There were some things that, you know, as always, you leave some things on the kind of the backlog, or leave some things. So you want to get them all in, but you got to meet the sprint. So just, you know, going back, taking a look at that, getting the feedback, that's what I enjoy the most is as these things get out into the community, no matter what project you're working on, hearing about people using them, seeing the feedback, you know that every time the downloads are happening or people are clicking through, that it's helping them out in some way. It's something that they were looking for. And that's what, you know, when I originally came looking for Rangers Guides, they helped me out.
Yeah.
And so it's just kind of that, I don't hate to say pay it forward without sounding cheesy, but
kind of returning
what I have back to them.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
You're helping the community out because you've been in that situation before and you know what it's like. So
right, and you know the value that it
can
bring.
Exactly right, Cool. So is there anything that you'd like the lovely Channel 9 audience to know about?
The lovely Channel 9 audience.
They are lovely indeed.
Awesome. The lovely Channel 9 guide. I would just say that, you know, as people are deploying DevOps, one of the things that I've picked up, and we kind of talked about this, you know, earlier with my background, is, you know, if you're on the engineering side of the house and you're watching this, there's certainly things that I didn't know or I didn't pick up on as far as what operations can do to help you out in your engineering. You might think, I build this, I write this, I know what I'm doing, you know, I've got this, you know, you're just the stuff that I put this on.
Right. But
at the end of the day, it actually has more of an impact. The infrastructure and how you work with the infrastructure will have a big impact on your project. You can deploy things quicker. You can do snapshots. You can do clones. You can do all kinds of great things to speed up your process and your testing process to your development process by reaching across to the operations folks and bringing them into engineering more. And that's one of the things that I didn't see as much. And so in this role, I'm really gaining this appreciation for the operations folks that I never, you know, I didn't have before. But being on both sides now, it's you can see where they can improve your, not only your production code, but how fast you can test, how you get things between environments, and what you can do. And there's a lot of new great technologies with Azure, with how you're doing that with Visual Studio, and how you can bring everything together. To not only support kind of your hybrid environment, but your public environment and everything kind of in between. I think Microsoft has embraced that. You know, I know the DevOps community has embraced that. But as you're sitting there as a developer, I think getting deeper on the operations side will have big benefits for you. And also helping them understand what developers are doing, because they're kind of dark downstream and they can't help you. But if the developer reaches out and tells them what they're doing, I bet you they could do something to help you out. And in all the cases I've seen, even around Microsoft, that's been the case where, you know, when developers and when operations talk, you know, sometimes developers do silly things to that doesn't coincide with the way they've set up the environment, and vice versa. You know, the more they know, the more they can set it up and improve things for them. So that would be the one thing I would say out to the C9, the Channel 9 community.
Yeah.
That is that reach out to your operations counterpart today. Give them a hug. No, I'm just kidding. and just kind of make that meeting happen. Talk about what you're doing, what you're deploying. You know, what does that look like? How often? You know, one of the things I saw that was a really big thing, and I'll use this as an example.
Okay.
Going from just your daily build process where you build every night at, like, so let's say midnight, to continuous build, right? Operations didn't change your hardware behind there and what you're doing, but if you're looking to do incremental builds, you're looking to do continuous build and continuous deployment, that has a big impact on, you know, kind of the IOPS and the usage and all the things that happen behind there. And informing them and working with them and changing what you're doing there can make that transition not as painful as, hey, why aren't things performing the way they are? Why isn't this DevOps thing working out? Why are things so slow? You know, what's happening? Well, everybody's hitting the button a lot more. Everybody's building a lot more. Everybody's deploying a lot more. And with Azure, you know, you can certainly have as much as you can eat there, right? So that's easy. When you're working in the hybrid environment, definitely work more with your ops folks.
And, yeah, it's definitely understanding both worlds and getting them together, right? And understanding their worlds.
Trying to make one world out of it, yeah.
Exactly right.
That's the goal. So.
Great. So I know you had a question.
Oh, damn it. So first question.
Okay,
now, so when I first met you, you guys were doing the pirate, the treasure.
The treasure map, yeah.
Treasure map project. And you were over in the UK.
Yes, I was.
How's the transition to the US? We haven't got to really talk about that. How's your transition now that you've been here? For how long have you been here now?
It's going to be 2 years in December. I can't
believe
it.
2 years. Okay.
It's been really quick.
So is there anything you missed from
Well, obviously, there's friends and family, but the main thing is chocolate. Chocolate. American chocolate and British chocolate is so different. And I'm really
sorry. Ours is better, right?
No, I'm really sorry, but I actually prefer British chocolate.
So what is it about it that makes it better?
I don't know. I think it's just the texture of it, the flavor of it. It's just maybe the amount of cocoa they're using. I don't know, but it's just delicious. So that's one thing I definitely miss.
So Hershey's needs to...
They need
go
to
take
they need
a lesson.
To, pretty much, yeah.
Okay. Sorry, Hershey's.
Sorry about that.
Okay. So the second question I have for you.
Yeah.
So you've been here 2 years now with the job. What's one of the best things you love about this new job, kind of coming from that UX world to Rangers?
Well, it's two completely different worlds, I have to say, first of all. But the main thing has been working with so many different kind of people from across the world, whether it's, you know, culture or language or just understanding how they're working on a certain, maybe it's a project or a test or how they're using it in their kind of country or their company has just been a huge eye-opener. I just can't believe the different ways that you can use things in different countries, shall I say. And I mean, that's just been phenomenal. And you guys have been absolutely brilliant. I mean, I think I said this, it was an interview with Donovan, actually. It was me and Willie getting interviewed by Donovan. It's a bit scary. But no, I mentioned it there as well, that without you guys and the passion and excitement that you guys have, I can only speak for myself, but I'm sure Willie agrees as well, that we couldn't do it without you guys. Without you guys actually giving us, you know, the problems and battles that you're dealing with and getting all the Rangers together and actually helping solve that problem and then getting that solution out to everyone is just amazing. I just can't believe how many people it touches. It's just incredible.
Well, I got to say, for the number of meetings that I see on the calendars for all the different projects right. and the timing of them to get everybody in the world synced up.
Oh, time zone is time a zone. Major issue.
And heaven forbid there be like a daylight savings time change oh, or yes. a leap year. I don't know. Just throws the whole thing out of
yeah.
out of cycle. It's
I mean, the time zone has been one of the biggest battles. And, you know, it's going to happen because, you know, there's so many different time zones you have to deal with.
Right.
But we've kind of got a solution to it. And because right. it's 2 p.m.s now, we can kind of handle that workload and the different times and that kind of stuff. So it's been a lot easier than, shall I say, what it used to be and that kind of stuff.
So we're not keeping Willie up all night, is what you're
yeah,
saying.
Bless yeah, Willie.
Okay. Poor Willie.
But he's a great guy.
Oh, he's awesome.
He's a phenomenal
yeah, yeah,
guy.
Yeah, there's so many meetings and so many things to keep track of.
Yeah,
it's definitely a two-person full-time job. That's it's quite a handful to handle all the ranges and all the projects. So,
but I mean, like I said before, without you guys yeah. and your excitement, none of this would be kind of going forward. Or it's without you guys, you guys are literally driving this. So, thank you again. I have to say.
Yeah, appreciate you guys leading it and setting up all the meetings and dealing with the time zone stuff. I don't want to deal with that.
So once again, I want to thank you for coming into the studio. It's been an absolute pleasure having you here. And I actually forgot that you actually live local. So if you don't mind, I would love to have you back in the studio
yeah,
again.
Yeah, I'd love to come back. We can talk about something. Yeah, we'll find something.
Yeah, definitely.
There's always another Ranger project going
exactly.
on.
Exactly. I mean, there's loads going on. So
absolutely.
All right. Well, thank you once again. And thank you, guys. And we'll see you next time. Take care. Bye-bye.